India needs 3 weeks to flatten the curve, says the Union Health Minister. So it is very clear that there is a possibility of an extension of the lockdown, and the same has been communicated by many states, including the Indian Council of Medical Research and the Health Ministry, to the highest decision-making body really in the country. The Prime Minister obviously is going to take a final call. However, suggestions have been invited and this conversation is an ongoing one. I'm Sneha Moldani. This is about COVID-19 and how India is tackling COVID-19 cases. India has indicated that there is initial success in its fight against COVID-19. The government says significant progress has been made in terms of ensuring that community transmission has been delayed and that there has not been an exponential increase in cases. In fact, apart from the temporary setback with the Nizamuddin congregation and the people at the congregation travelling to different parts of the country, which really attributed to a spike in cases, the increase in cases in general has not really got the government very nervous. In fact, the ICMR has on repeated occasions said that we have not lost many people in the country to COVID-19 and that most deaths have been attributed to people with underlying healthcare conditions. Well, the Foreign Ministry Additional Secretary Vikas Swarup has yesterday reportedly said that if it was not for the lockdown implemented by Prime Minister Modi, then the country would have the same condition as Italy. The government has also spoken about the fact that the lockdown has spared them from an overwhelming large number of cases and given them enough elbow room for ramping up coronavirus testing facilities, procuring PPEs, keep aside isolation beds and procure ventilators, the process of which is actually ongoing. The lockdown seems to have given an opportunity to the government to ramp up healthcare infrastructure in the country through innovative measures like using coaches of the railway network as isolation wards. However, the government has come on record to say that it is a cause of concern that cases are going up. Infectious disease is like a chain reaction. One person infects four, they infect eight. The need is to break that chain of transmission. Are we doing social distancing properly? Is the question the government asked the people of the country today. I think that essentially sums up as to which direction we are now headed. More focus on social distancing, more focus on adhering to our lockdown norms, and a lot more focus on sticking to the rules of the lockdown and social isolation. I think the government also is looking at that direction when it comes to easing out lockdown in the country, and it may actually not happen anytime soon. Other than that, the government of India today has said that there is no community transmission in India just yet. In fact, a study that was done by the Indian Council of Medical Research had shown that 1.8% of positives among SARI cases, which is cases of severe acute respiratory illness, are from labs where cases are already existing and not from areas where there are no cases. Hence, even if the ICMR technically doesn't know the source of the infection of COVID-19 in SARI cases, the indication is that possibly these cases would have come in contact with other COVID-19 patients. The study is pointing towards a direction, if you just look at it, that there is some amount of limited community transmission. Maybe the government says read this study as our inability right now to get more information on the source of the infection in SARI cases. And this isn't about limited community transmission, no community transmission. We will be the first to tell you is what the government has said, because this requires additional alertness. Just a quick update on how the government is moving forward. The government has said 9,95 masks have been made available with states. 20,000 more have been sent. And we are also placing orders for 49,000 ventilators. A quick reminder, we did speak about serological test kits in India and there's been a delay once again. These test kits have not arrived. Today is the 10th and there is missing of just yet another deadline when it comes to rapid testing in the country. However, The health ministry also has said that we are testing quite a bit now. It's ramped up. 146 government labs are testing. 67 private labs are testing. In fact, just yesterday, we did 16,000 tests. And the results show that just about 2% of the 16,000 tests that they did have turned positive. Also, the government has cleared the air on hydroxychloroquine tablets, saying that they have the stock of 3.38 crore tablets in the country. And right now, the estimate is that by the end of this month, maybe they will require a crore tablet. So they have triple the amount of what they actually need. Just also to give an indication as to what the government plans to do, the government has mentioned the 15,000 crore package that is going to be used for testing facilities, to upgrade them, to buy PPEs, to set up COVID-19 hospitals, and also training of medical and paramedical staff. This amount is going to be released in three stages over a period of 4 years. As always, keep an eye on what needs to be done as far as your own responsibility towards dealing with COVID-19 is concerned. Take care of yourself and ensure that if you are exercising extreme caution and if you're practicing respiratory hygiene and if you're sticking to the rules of social distancing, if you're sincere about adhering to the rules of a lockdown, then ideally there should not be a problem. Just try doing your own bit so that this battle against COVID-19 can be won. Thanks for joining in. Bye-bye.